Here's the biggest problem. He made his own Bible. I mean, that's, you're done at that point.
Amen.
We just go ahead and boot you with Joseph Smith and the founder of the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yep.
He made his own Bible. Now, you say, well, you know, what's wrong with the Bible? I mean, you know, I'm sure he went to the Textus Receptus, you know, and he got, I mean, they should align somewhat. Well, let's look at how much they align, okay? Go with me to 2 John 1:7. 2 John 1:7. And there are scores of verses that we can turn to. Now, as we read these, keep in mind the modern versions of the Bible, okay? 2 John 1:7, the Bible says, "For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." So he says this, the Bible says, "Confess not that Jesus is come in the flesh."
Amen.
Right? Because he came.
Yeah.
Right. Well, John Nelson Darby's version says this, perversion says this, "For many deceivers have gone out into the world, they who do not confess Jesus Christ coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the antichrist." So he's talking about something that's in the future. Okay? So, I mean, that fits perfectly with all the modern versions, perversions of the Bible that are preparing, conditioning people for the antichrist, right?